Beach Road residents appeal to legislators for access to their homes near the slide zone in Haines. And new winter programs online at the Haines Library are available to everyone. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Haines Borough says it's unsafe for some Beach Road residents to return to their homes. Anxious to return, homeowners took their plea to state legislators during a town hall teleconference with Senator Jesse Keel and Representative Sarah Hannon. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
The landslide that swept down Mount Riley on December 2nd has created a hazardous situation for people living along Beach Road. After surveying the area, geologists with the Alaska Division of Geologic and Geophysical Surveys said that fractured bedrock along the hillside could come loose with no warning. For that reason, the borough has prohibited access to the slide area and the homes nearest to it. It's uncertain when the road will open again and whether some homeowners will be able to move back on their property.
We do not feel that we have open and transparent communication with the team making decisions about our future.
Haines resident Todd Winkle owns and operates a lodge along Beach Road where visitors can rent cabins and hotel rooms. Winkle asked the Upper Lynn Canal's state legislators to help make sure residents are included in the decisions about the future of Beach Road.
Residents who live underneath that mass of rock, we have an idea of what we would like to see, which includes taking some risk, but it's also risk to us as victims, and it's risk to our property, and we would like to have a conversation about that.
Other Beach Road residents who called into the teleconference said they wanted to be allowed to begin restoring road access and electricity to the neighborhood in order to gather belongings and protect their homes from deteriorating while unoccupied. Senator Jesse Keel said while there are public safety considerations, he would follow up with local officials to see if they can facilitate better access to the slide area and improve communication with Beach Road residents.
When it comes to access to those houses out Beach Road, I really do want to work with you and Todd and see what we can coordinate. I'm inclined to agree that, you know, months and months to get out there is really problematic.
The Hainesboro has eased restrictions on access to Beach Road in recent weeks. The mandatory evacuation area has shrunk as geologists have been able to get better information about the stability of the slope above Beach Road. In addition, Hainesboro Mayor Douglas Olrude says that while initially the borough said it would prosecute residents who entered the slide area, it has since changed its policy.
We let them know we were not going to be prosecuting any Beach Road residents for going out to their property that or crossing the slide in the hazard area. That we understand that while we consider that a extremely dangerous area and do not advise people to go there, that residents of that area can access it at their own risk, knowing that each of us has a different tolerance of risk.
The Hainesboro has been updating its website and social media with the latest geologic analysis of the slide area. Hainesboro Mayor Douglas Olrude says that the borough has been in regular contact with displaced Beach Road residents over email and in person. They have also set up weekly meetings where Beach Road residents can ask questions to the team of geologists analyzing the stability of the area. Olrude said the borough is doing the best it can to be transparent.
I think part of it is we're not giving them the information that they want to hear, and it's not that we're holding anything back. What they want to hear is that they can go to their houses, that we're going to be building a road, they're going to be putting power in there. And I understand that. The information that I've been given is that that's not safe for us to do at this point in time.
Recently, the borough and Alaska Department of Transportation solicited proposals from geotechnical engineers for a report on the slide area. The report will be used to help inform decisions about when road access and electricity can be restored and whether houses will be safe enough to reoccupy in the coming months. Tuesday was the deadline for engineering consultants to submit proposals. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The days may be getting longer, but it's still dark and snowy. But the Haines Library has a robust selection of online learning opportunities coming up this month that anyone can access from home. KHNS caught up with the library's education and cultural director, Tracy Wyrick Cassidy, to hear about what's on the menu.
I will be offering a couple different classes this month. The first one is a media literacy class, and this is going to be geared specifically for adults.
What is media literacy?
Okay, so media literacy is just being able to look at the information that we're finding online and being able to decipher if it's coming from a credible source, if it's reliable information, and just being able to slow down and really process all of the information that's coming at us at such a quick speed online. And we all fall victim to this, especially with social media. And so that's going to be a big focus of this class.
So what else is up?
The other workshop is a sustainability workshop. This class is going to be offered Thursday, January 28th at 7 p.m. Again, a Zoom class. And so the goal for this workshop is just to start a conversation about one or two changes that we as individuals can make to lead more sustainable lives. So I'm inviting a whole panelist of local speakers to talk about some of the work or the things that they're doing in their lives, just to inspire us and teach us some new skills. So we'll be having a guest speaker talk about composting. There is going to be a speaker talking about how to reduce your plastic waste and how to be a thoughtful consumer. We'll also talk about weatherizing your home and sustainable energy.
Are these classes free?
Yes, all of our classes at Haynes Library are free. And so both of those classes are geared towards adults. Of course, you know, Miss Holly has all of her youth programs continuing. And for our younger audience, is the library now has 12 discovery kits for checkout. And so these are interactive kits with a focus on STEM education. So that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So we have everything from writing kits to robotic arms, a kit on telling times and learning fractions, and building models using renewable energy.
That was Tracy Ryrick-Cassidy in conversation with KHNS. The media literacy class is on January 21st at 7 p.m. You can access previous workshops online at haineslibrary.org/programs. And this is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.